Morning. How was last night? You're hungover? Who would have thought that was going to happen? There's some Advil on the counter for you and a glass of water in the fridge. Yeah, you're welcome. Do you remember anything from before you left last night? A little bit? What do you remember? You remember we got into an argument, but you don't remember what it was about? You shouldn't apologize for something you don't even remember. Why? Because what if you're apologizing for the creation of the sun or the creation of video games? I don't know, but you should know what you're sorry about instead of just saying sorry. You're right, you were an ass. That you can always apologize for. It's not harsh. You've been an asshole ever since you got into a relationship. It is true. You don't care about anything anymore unless it's about your partner. What do I mean? Other than last night, this is the longest conversation we've had in weeks. You worked your ass off for the job you have, and you've been late to it ever since you guys started dating. And your mom has been calling me nonstop, asking me where you are and why you haven't been picking up your calls, and I've been doing your chores for weeks, on top of mine and all of my work. You used to be such a prideful and hardworking person, but ever since you two started dating, you're like her dog. You're on a leash and you go to her whenever she calls. It is true. I miss my best friend and who you used to be before they got to you. You know, you used to spend time with me, and we would go on all of these crazy adventures, but now I barely even see you. I mean, it's no different than having a stranger as a roommate. You were my best friend. We would watch movies on the couch every night and order out, and we would have themed dinners once a week, and now it's nothing. Maybe I will see you when you're leaving if I'm lucky. Of course, you didn't mean to. But it happened. I don't want to accept your apology because I know my worth as a human. I know the type of friend I am, and I would never treat you this way. So it's not fair for you to treat me this way. I'm glad you can realize that you've been a bad friend recently. But actions speak louder than words. What do I want from you? I don't know. I don't know what to ask of you because we've never had this dynamic before. It's always just been us, and we've both been single. There was never another person. I do not want to be friends with your girlfriend. No, that's not an option. I don't want a third wheel with you guys and all of their friends that I don't know. I don't want to get along with her. I'm sorry. Why? Because she seems like a bitch, no offense. I don't want to surround myself with people like her. I want to surround myself with people that actually care about me and my well-being and my mental health, not someone who just looks good on my Instagram. That is what she's all about. Literally. She doesn't care about you at all. She just cares about how many likes she can get on her newest post. And you're the perfect arm candy. You know, you can deny it all you want, but believe me, everyone else sees it. Okay, then tell me this. How many times does she check up on you? How many times has she seen you're upset and tried to fix it? How many times has she done something for you out of the goodness of her heart and not ask you to do something for her right after? Exactly. I would have never treated you this way. Ever. I used to think you deserved to be with someone so much better than her, but if you're gonna settle, then you two are perfect for each other. And maybe I should look for a new roommate. You can go live with her if you love her so much. You love me, but you love her more. And you don't love me the way you love her. Hell, as much as I wish you did, you don't. I've been in love with you since we were kids. So it hurts to see our friendship end this way. But I know my worth. And I've vowed to myself to never be treated less than I am worth. Call me selfish, call me vain. I don't care. I need to do what's best for me. And if you're not good for me, I'm not going to keep you around. And I don't want to be uncomfortable in my own home. All you got from that was I love you. Really? That wasn't the biggest thing there. I was in love with you. But seeing how you've changed has really affected that. I loved who you used to be. Not who you are right now. And I will care for you no matter who you are, because we have so many memories together and I love you as a person. But I'm not romantically in love with you anymore. Yeah, it did fade. Love fades. You can't deny that. And, my love for you faded. What? You love me too? Then why are you with her? She was available. So what now? You're gonna break up with her? That's cruel. I don't want you to leave her just to go to be with me. I want you to have picked me first. So you can break up with her. But I'm not gonna be with you. What will it take? I don't know. But if you can just leave her like that, how can I be assured that you wouldn't leave me like that? Exactly. You don't know. I don't know. And it's not good to start a relationship off of trust issues. So, we can go back to being best friends, like we used to. And just let whatever happens, happen. But I'm not going to jump into a relationship with you right after you break up with your girlfriend. If you've loved me for so long, why didn't you say anything? Why didn't I? There was no sign that you loved me back. And I cherished our friendship more than I cherished my love for you. I would rather have you by my side as a friend than risk messing it all up and losing you. And to be honest, you seemed really happy how things were. And I loved you so much, I just wanted you to be happy. I don't know. Maybe we could be happy together. Maybe it would end miserably. But I didn't want to jump into something if I didn't know it would be good for both of us. Yeah, we can be friends. And I'm not saying this to hurt you, but I still don't love you like I used to. And that might change, I don't know. All I know is that I miss the person you were. But let's give it time, okay? Be friends like we used to, and if the spark comes back, this time we'll do something about it, okay? Okay.